When you hear that school bell, you know it is time for another class session of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And this morning, we are beginning class 161 of this school. And I'd invite you to get your Bibles and turn it to the book of Luke, chapter 10. We're going to begin reading in just a moment in verse 21. And we're going to begin a study of the story of the Good Samaritan. And after we read the text, we're going to go to Elam's notes. These are notes that he had written for a Sunday school class that was to meet on December the 10th, 1922, and see what Brother Elam has to teach us about this particular parable. I enjoy so much going back and reading the works of these older preachers. They were wise men. E.A. Elam had been educated at Barrett College in Spencer, Tennessee, and that's where he learned to be a Bible teacher. And he was a great Bible teacher all of his life. And in his latter years, he wrote these Sunday school lessons to be used in the churches. And we are so fortunate that we have copies of them as they were printed by Williams Printing Company in 1921. And it was the 1921 printing of these lessons that was used for the classes in 1922. And so be ready to enter into that in just a moment. We'll be reading from Luke chapter 10. As you're getting your Bible and getting ready, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and I call myself the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now with that, let's turn to our text. Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 21. In that same hour he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou didst hide these things from the wise and understanding, and didst reveal them unto babes. Yea, Father, for so it was well pleasing in thy sight. All things have been delivered unto me of my Father, and no one knoweth who the Son is, save the Father, and who the Father is, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son willeth to reveal him. And turning to the disciples, he said privately, Blessed are thine eyes which see these things that ye see. For I say unto you that many prophets and kings desired to see these things which you see, and saw them not, and to hear the things which you hear, and heard them not. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and made trial of him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Well, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus made answer and said, A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who both stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance a certain priest was going down that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And in like manner, a Levite also, when he came to the place, saw him and passed on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion, and came to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on them oil and wine. And he set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow he took out 2 shillings, and gave to the host, and said, Take good care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come back again, I will repay thee. Which of these 3, thinkest thou, proved neighbor to him that fell among robbers? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. And Jesus said unto him, go and do likewise. That's the famous story we have of the Good Samaritan. There's a golden text for this lesson. It is found in the words that this lawyer spoke to Jesus when Jesus asked him what was the greatest commandment. And when he said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, it comes from Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 18. And that's the golden text for this Sunday school lesson. But there's also a devotional reading. And again, this devotional reading comes from the book of Psalms. It's the 41st Psalm. It's got an inscription for the chief musician, a psalm of David. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. Jehovah will deliver him in the day of evil. Jehovah will preserve him and keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth. And deliver not thou him unto the will of his enemies. Jehovah will support him upon the couch of languish. Thou makest all his bed in his sickness. I said, O Jehovah, have mercy upon me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil against me, saying, when will he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh falsehood. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him. And now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, Jehovah, have mercy upon me, and raise me up, that I may requite them. By this I know that thou delightest in me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be Jehovah, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Now with those scriptural readings, let me turn to the guidance we have from E.A. Elam in Elam's notes. This is what he said in the introduction concerning the story of the Good Samaritan. The greatest consideration of life is responsibility. Responsibility to God and men. Christianity embraces all responsibility. The parable of this lesson shows two things. What it is to love one's neighbor as oneself. Who one's neighbor is. It is a most important lesson and should be understood and practiced by all, because love is the only road to heaven. If there was ever a time when love was needed, love for God, love for neighbors, love for enemies, and love for brethren, this is the time. And then we get into the explanatory notes. And these first notes have to do with Luke chapter 10, 25 through 29. Let me read those to you again. In Luke 10, 25, it says, behold, a certain lawyer stood up and made trial of him, saying, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered, saying, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. Let's look at the notes concerning that in the explanatory notes. He's talking about love as the soul of this lesson. The question which brought forth the parable of the Good Samaritan was asked by a lawyer in order to test Jesus or to catch him in his answer. Jesus' enemies attempted this at different times. Jesus had taught that he came to fulfill the law and the prophets, and the lawyer thought that in answer to his questions, Jesus would say something new and different from the law. Should Jesus do this? The lawyer could excite prejudice against him as attempting to destroy the law. But Jesus came not to destroy either the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them. The lawyers and Pharisees destroyed the law and the prophets by their traditions. The lawyer's question was, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" There is no question so important as this. Jesus answered the lawyer's question by asking another, "What is written in the law? How readest thou?" And then the lawyer quoted from two books of the old law of Moses, both the book of Deuteronomy and the book of Leviticus. He says in Deuteronomy, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind." And then going to the book of Leviticus, he said, "And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Deuteronomy 6 and verse 5, and Leviticus 19 and verse 18. Thus, to love God is to love Him with all the powers of one's being, physical, mental, and spiritual. The heart is the inner man, the seat of spiritual life, thoughts, intentions, imaginations, purposes, desires, aspirations, will, affections, hatred, love, and all sensibilities. Heart, soul, and mind are used here to teach that with all one's inner nature and powers, one must love God, while with the strength means the physical powers must be devoted to His service. When one thus loves God, the whole man is fully offered to God and laid out in His service. To love God is to obey Him, and to love men is to serve them. No obedience, no love. No service, no love. Love for God and men comprise the whole of Christianity. It says in Matthew 22 and verse 40, "On these two commandments the whole law hangeth, and the prophets." Love, as described in the Bible, is not a mere sentiment and animal passion. God is love, but God is not animal. He is spirit. Love is an active principle. God's love sent Jesus to live and to die for and to do all that He did for sinners in order to save them. God's love is manifested in what He did. Let me read to you some passages of scriptures that emphasize that. One is a passage you know very well. John 3 and verse 16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have eternal life." The other one I want to read is from Romans chapter 5, and beginning in verse 5. It says, "The love of God hath been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which is given to us. For while we were yet weak, in due season Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. For peradventure for the good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." We read about love in the book of 1 John. And as we read in John 3:16, we read, Hereby know we love, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. In 1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 7, and reading through verse 11, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is begotten of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Well, we're going to have to bring the class to a close with this. I'll finish reading that text in our next class session. So be listening for that school bell and have your Bible ready.